sharing with me tonight to the letter to the Hebrews and chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Just one verse to consider for the lapse of time we have before us tonight. And it says that without faith, it is impossible to please Him, to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So my title is very simple. I couldn't find a simpler one. Only by faith. Only by faith. If you prefer, by faith alone. Salvation is by grace through faith alone. In Christ alone. By grace alone. Based on the scriptures alone. To the glory of God alone. Nothing else. So I take you to this verse because faith, saving faith, nothing but faith is essential. It is vital from start to finish, from beginning to the end. Romans 1 verse 17, from beginning to beginning, faith. My dear brothers and sisters, this is a great chapter. You know how it has been called by many names, good names. The great faith chapter. It has been called the roll call of the heroes of faith. But why I have chosen this very important verse? I want to make it straightforward. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have never come to Him in repentance and faith, please, this is your verse. Take it as a warrant. Take it to God and say, God, this is my verse. For without faith, it is impossible. And actually, the Greek word impossible there means powerless. Powerless. Without faith, you and me were powerless. Impotent. No matter how much good works you can do, no matter how great you are, how original, how special, any prowess you can do will never please God. My dear friends, do you notice there is no maybe in the verse? Do you see any maybe? Or perhaps? Or speculation in it? No, without faith. It is impossible. So I will do my best to explain it, to help you if you are a seeker, if you have doubts about how to find God. I believe, or in my simple mind, this is how I qualify myself, simple mind, keep it simple. God didn't want us to find something complicated, laborious, like genius, spiritual angels. We are human, we are still on earth. To whom are we speaking to? Angels? No, human beings. But I believe, if you understand this verse, how? And you believe in it, you are the most blessed man in the world. My dear brothers and sisters, Bible says that man shall live by faith. Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. Bible says the righteous man shall live by faith. But Bible says also, whatever is not of faith is sin. Whatever is not of faith is sin. Without faith, it is utterly impossible to live. But certainly, and more certainly, without faith, it is utterly impossible to please God. Please, may I say, when we speak about faith, you know we have five senses. Oh, may I add the sixth one? Faith is the sixth sense. Actually, you and me may lose two, three of our senses, but you have faith, you have all of them. Faith can replace all of them. Because faith takes a sinner, a poor sinner, a wretched sinner, from this earth. It is the key to heaven. Of course, it is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Living is believing. It's impossible to live. People say, I don't believe. But actually, by saying I don't believe, you are just saying you believe in yourself. We will explain. We may try to please God. We may think we are pleasing God. We may even act as if we are pleasing God. But the verse says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. But without faith, there is no other avenue. There is no other means to approach God. My dear friends, do you see something? Before I die and explain the verse, do you see something wonderful in the verse? It doesn't say without money, it is impossible to please God. It doesn't say without family, without friends. Now people are proud of having how many millions friends on whatever social media they are on. But it doesn't say without friends. It doesn't say without fortune. It doesn't say without fame. It doesn't say without health. It doesn't say without wealth. It doesn't say without virtues. It doesn't say without good work. It doesn't even say without special faith. But without faith. Simple. Without faith, you and me were powerless in order to please the living God. Where faith is lacking, there is no amount of virtue that can save, because without faith we are doomed to be lost. That's our plight. That's our condition. That's our spiritual state. We are doomed and condemned without faith. But you see something? Faith is essential, it is necessary, and the verse says it is impossible to please God. For he, singular, one by one, individuals, before the plurality, we come one by one to the living God. If I may say, the he there represents what in other verses in the Bible is called the whosoever. Whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I have four very simple points, aspects really, to explain what I mean by using or choosing this title, only by faith. The first, the verse says, in order to be saved, in order for you and me to have fellowship and friendship with the living God, God is. Faith affirms, faith confesses the reality of God. My dear friends, I don't know most of the people in this congregation, but can I tell you something? That there is no explanation to this universe without God. The only way to understand, no matter how you may have all the PhDs of this life, it is impossible to understand this universe. It is impossible even to understand yourself. The philosophers, they are saying, know yourself. But the Bible says, you know God? You will know yourself. That's how we should look at it. So, my dear friends, God is, which means God is the self-energizing. You and me, we need oxygen, we need food, we need air, we need clothes. You know, in Psalm 50, God said, even if I'm hungry, will I ask you? God is the uncaused cause. God is the uncreated one. Yes, I will do my best to say a few things about God, but please, I don't want you to misunderstand me. If I can explain God to you tonight, he must be really small. This is a great God. Just imagine an ant explaining to you who a man or a woman. Just think about it. Here, a small insect or animal trying to explain to you who you are. Even in eternity, we will not be able to explain God. But by faith, God is. God is. You know, it is a moral and a spiritual necessity to believe in God. Because God has implanted in you and me. I wish I have time to detain you really for the rest of the night to explain these things to you. But we know there is God. It is in our conscience. God has written it in our conscience. God has written it in the nature. God has given us a book to explain that His existence to us. God has also given millions and millions of Christians around the world. What are they doing day after day? They are displaying the reality of God before us. But you know, the greatest evidence that God is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man, the very God of the very God, the one, the second person of the Trinity, the one who has always existed. Please remember, Christ was not made. He has always existed. He has always been God. But He came to explain God to us. He became, if you allow me the words, He became the visible God. God is invisible. Let no one, John chapter 1 verse 18, no man at any time has ever seen God. But the Son of God who was in His bosom there, He came. It is the word exegesis, if you like exegesis. That's the word there. God came in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ to do His own exegesis for us to explain that we may be able to understand God. Christ is the image of the invisible God. He's not an image. You and me were created in the image of God, but Christ is the very image of God. You have seen Him, He said, you have seen the Father. To believe in Him is to believe in the Father. So, my dear friends, God is. That's the first thing. And actually, if I may change your mind on this, we often say God is. No, God is not, because He never came into existence. He has always been. That's the reality. You and me, we came into existence, so we exist because we are here. You didn't exist 100 years ago, but you exist now. But God, eternity, Psalm 90, from eternity to eternity, from generation to generation, from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Oh, my dear friends, it is impossible to live without God. The atheist may say he doesn't need God, but the first thing, have you noticed them? The first thing when they are going through a trouble or something they cannot explain, the first thing they do, oh my God, why do you call somebody you don't believe in? It takes great faith not to have faith. It takes great faith. Actually, you need more faith not to believe than to believe. May I ask you, if you have never come to God, if you cannot come to Him by faith, come to Him for faith. Come to Him for faith. So, God is, and it is not hard to believe in God. You see, if you say there is no God, you are using your own power to deny Him. Yeah? Has somebody brainwashed you? No, nobody. You are using your own will to say there is no God. And if you say there is no God, you are making yourself God. Oh, my dear friends, please, I want to be as polite as I could. But if you deny God and you make your own God and you decide everything according to your own ego, you become a criminal. Because if you believe in yourself, it leads to self-deception. My dear friends, God is. It is not about having faith in faith. It's not just believing in something. It's not to say, if God is there, Yeah, he's there. Of course he's there. But you see, the verse doesn't say believe in God. The verse says God is. God is. That's amazing. God is, which means he has always been. It's not about believing in God or believe God. Believing that God is different than believing in him. Many people in this world believe in God, but to believe that God is the ever-present, the ever all-knowing, all-present, all-powerful, all-benevolent, oh, that's a big difference. God is, and the Lord Jesus Christ came to reveal God to us. He came in Christ to dwell among us. My dear friends, God is, and he revealed himself in his word. What did I have told you this morning that the Bible is the printed mind of God. So you have the mind of God. He tells you who he is. And before I come to my second point here, may I say to you, my dear brothers and sisters, nobody speaks about God better than God himself. Amen. And this book tells me who is God, what has he done, how to know him, how to fellowship with him, why he created me, where are we going? The existential questions. All the answer is here. My second point. It is impossible to please God if you don't believe that God is. I didn't say just believe in God. Many people believe in God, but God is the ever-present God, the self-sufficient, self-energizing. He is, and he reveals himself in his word. The second, the verse says, you must believe. You must believe. And that is faith. Faith is so essential. But we speak again. We can spend the rest of the night trying to explain faith. What is faith? Faith is to trust. Faith is to believe. Faith is to yield my life to my Savior, my Maker. Oh, please, let me make it even simpler. Faith is the hand that receives. Faith is the knee that bows down before God to receive mercy and grace. My dear friends, I hope you will agree with me that we believe in so many things that should not deserve any attention. But we believe in them. Oh, no, there is only one we should believe in. Christ said in John 14, believe in God and believe in me. You see again, everywhere you read, Christ is God, Christ is God. Oh, I can tell you, when I was a Muslim, that was the hardest thing for me to believe. Christ God? We were brainwashed to believe that he is only a prophet, one of the messengers. But now, I want to see everywhere in the word of God, Christ is God. And he is God. So faith is the conduit. Faith is the instrument, not the cause. Remember that. That's why faith does not take any credit. It's only a channel to lead you to God. And as you know, the most widespread sin is unbelief, not faith. But remember, people say, oh, you believe, you are naive. Faith is a leap in the dark. No, no, no. Faith is a well-lightened path. We see where we are going. So don't let the world, don't let those who are still at uni or at college, don't let your teacher tell you, faith is naive, it's a leap, it's to take a leap in the dark. No, faith has eyes wide open. Because God opens the eyes. He opens the eyes of our souls. He opens our ears. He opens our tastes. He opens our mind. We repent. And we trust on the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, faith is to see myself as God sees me. Oh yes, I think I'm original. Look at me. I need attention. I'm special. But faith says, no, I'm a wretched sinner. unpolluted. If only, you know, our nations now, it's all about pollution, pollution. I wish they are more worried about polluting our minds than polluting the air. I hope I'm not saying too much. But faith. Faith is to see myself as God sees me. Faith is to see God as He speaks about Himself in His Word. That is faith. You see, faith agrees about what God says about Himself and about myself. The world says, unless I see, I won't believe. But you know what God says? Believe, and you will see. There is a promise. I don't have time to turn you to the passages, but I'm sure you know the passage in John chapter 20. Blessed are those who believe without seeing. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. We walk by faith, not by sight. So there is a blessing. There is a promise if you believe without touching, without tangible, without palpable things before you. Because faith sees. Faith has eyes to see spiritual things. Faith is to take God at His word. God said it. I believe in it. That settles it. That's how it was said in the past. Faith takes God at His word. Faith is to repent and trust on the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Faith is to rest upon the blood of the Savior. You see, my dear friends, faith needs no strength. Faith needs no erudition. Faith needs no education. Faith needs no good health. Faith needs no virtue. Nothing, nothing. I bring nothing. The hymn says, nothing in my hand I bring. We want to bring many things to God, thinking that those things will make us acceptable before Him. I bring nothing. I bring only my sins. My pollution, my wickedness, my perversion, my depravity. These are the things I bring before God. Otherwise, nothing. Just imagine, according to the Bible, all our righteousness is like a filthy rug before God. That's our righteousness. Without salvation, what about our unrighteousness is? That's appalling. Repulsive to God. Faith takes immediate action. Faith is personal. My dear friends, faith is the key to make you to live a life that is all pleasing to God. I must come to the third one. The first, God is. The second, I must trust in Him. I must believe in Him. Faith is to believe on the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. I repent, I see the awful plight, I see the awful future that is waiting for me if I live in my unconverted state to be judged by the living God and to be sent into that lake of fire. Oh Lord, help me. I repent, Lord. What shall I do to be saved? Acts 16 verse 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. But the third, look at the reward. The reward. But I have to be very careful. The believer is rewarded, not the faith is rewarded. That's what the verse says. Look at it carefully. And this is something wonderful. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. And He is a rewarder of faith? No. And He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. This is, I lack words, but if you bear with me, I believe this is a miracle. You know what is happening? God rewards His own work in you. Not your work. He gave you faith, now He rewards that faith. You see, in you, because you became a believer. So he rewards really the faith, the believer in the faith. Not the faith itself, because as I said, the faith is just the conduit, just the channel, just the means to take us to God. That's amazing. He will reward his own work. My dear friends, the early verses, verse 5 says, Enoch pleased God. Do you want to please God? Do you want to walk with God? Faith in Christ is the sole means. Because at Calvary, our sins were dealt with. Christ took our penalty. You know the reward is what? First, God will give you faith. And he will increase your faith. Amazing. He gives and he will increase it. And he will give you the forgiveness of all your sins. He will give an ear to your prayers with free access to him. He will give you sure hope. He will give you assurance. He will give you conviction. Oh, I received rest. I receive rest for my souls. And I receive eternal life. And I will be forever in the presence of God. God will dwell in me. Christ will be in me. And he will never leave me. That's amazing. You small, you and me, small as we are, God who fills heaven and earth comes and dwells. That's a miracle, another miracle. You know? No religion will tell you these things. You have them free of charge. But they are all by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation becomes yours. Heaven becomes yours. Christ becomes yours. You become a child of God. You are adopted in the family of God. And you know what? To use another expression from the Bible, all are yours. Everything is ours. But before I come to conclusion with the fourth aspect, my dear brothers and sisters, when God says he is the rewarder of them that believe, it means he is also the judge. He will reward the non-believer. The non-believer who says, I live only for the here and now. I spurn God. I mock him. I spat at him. Christ, who is Christ? I don't need him. I can manage by myself. I'm the captain of my own boat, of my own life. Christianity will make my life miserable. I will be a slave. Oh, it's too regimented and so on. These are the things people are saying in order. It's escapism, really. They are just trying to escape the reality. But you see, without faith, instead of God rewarding you with everlasting life, forgiveness of sins, making you to be adopted in the family of the living God, God will become your judge. If you don't say now to God, let your will be done in my life, the day will come, God will say to you, let your will be done. But I close. Look at the fourth element. God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, that expression is wonderful. Seriously, wholeheartedly. But you can see the verse again. It says, to come. Life with God begins by coming. Is it easy to come? Yes, it is. What do you do to come? Nothing. You just come. Oh, this is a wonderful verse. I believe we can spend again the rest of the night just speaking about it. But seek God carefully. Make it the most important thing in your life because God responds to a seeking heart. If you seek him, God said, if you seek me sincerely and wholeheartedly, you will find me. God said so. It is a promise. Oh, seek him where he can be found and while he can be found. Come to him in repentance and faith. This is, as I said earlier, this is your warrant. This verse is your warrant. Take it to God. My dear friends, you know there are people, whatever you do, you will never please them. You know, I'm sure you know at least someone in your life. What, you bring heaven? No, this is hell. But you see, something pleases God. He is not moody. Faith pleases him. You come to him by faith, you will be welcomed. And when a sinner repents, there is joy in heaven. If only I could convince you tonight. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He died on the cross of Calvary. He paid a price that you will never be able to pay. And you must seek after Him. Only by saving faith in Christ and nothing else. Come to Him. Seek after Him diligently, carefully, seriously. And you will find Him. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we come to Thee again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee that there is a way of salvation, not made by men. We would be lost. But the inspired way, the only way, the heavenly way, the divine way. Oh Lord, we pray that in the few words that have been said, that Thou will take them and apply them to a soul, even tonight. Oh Lord, that there will be conversion. There will be love of God spread in a heart. And that heart will find a Savior. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. O Lord, help us to seek after thee and to find thee. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Let's close our time together.